Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw says British troops will remain in Iraq for years after a planned transfer of power to the Iraqis. Interviewed on British radio, Jack Straw said on Monday that even after the targeted handover of power to Iraqi authorities on July 1st, much work will remain for the British troops. More than 10,000 British soldiers are currently in the country. They're based in and around Iraq's second-largest city of Basra in the south. Mr. Straw said he couldn't give a definite timetable as to when all of the coalition forces might depart, but he added it would take years.
I can't say whether it's going to be 2006, 2007, but I just want to go back to the parallel with Afghanistan. There are still some thousands of foreign troops in Afghanistan, getting off 2.5 years since September the 11th. Those troops have played a very important role in providing a degree of stability and security, which has then enabled the political process to take place. And that's exactly the kind of situation we want to see replicated in Iraq.
The foreign secretary said the Afghan model was extremely important, where foreign forces have two principal roles, fighting terrorism and bringing general stability. And he warned that a hasty withdrawal of British troops from Iraq would have negative consequences.
If we were suddenly to pull out, there would unquestionably be a security vacuum, and that would not only put lives at risk and cause a loss of life, but it would also be a setback for the political process.
Mr. Straw's comments came just a day after Prime Minister Tony Blair paid a surprise visit on British troops in southern Iraq. He also met with local Iraqi leaders in Basra. Mr. Blair called the British effort in Iraq a noble cause, and he told the troops they were taking part in a test case in the fight against terrorism. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.